Hello, and thank you for tuning in today. We're going to be in the book of Joshua today, chapter 1. We're going to be talking about God's keys to success. God's keys to success. And I'd like to read the first 9 verses of this chapter as we get going today in our study. It's always good to read the Bible and to read passages such as we're going to do, because God's Word is so important. We need to read it and we need to know what it says. Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse number 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. These are the keys of success that God gave to Joshua. And they are keys to success for anybody, no matter what you're doing. They were going to go in and defeat the inhabitants of the land. They were going to go to war. That's what was about to happen. They're going to war. And guess what? We're in a war. So these instructions to Joshua as they were about to go into war are good instructions for us. We're in the good fight of faith. We are fighting the good battle. We're to put on the whole armor of God. Our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual host of wickedness, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and following. So these are keys to success. They're keys to success for leadership. They're keys for success for the home, for servanthood, for getting to heaven, being a successful husband or wife. God wants all of us to succeed, and he's given us duties. To the men, you're to be the head of the family. You're to be a good father and a good husband. To the women, they're to be good wives and good mothers. God's given us duties to preach the word, to teach the word, to spread the gospel. And he gives us instructions that will bring success, not failure. And so the children of Israel were to cross over Jordan, and they did that successfully because they followed these orders. They defeated the people in Jericho. They won that battle. Why? Because they followed God's instructions. They defeated Ai as well. That was their next battle. And they continued to defeat nation after nation and city after city. And the Bible says in Joshua chapter 12 and verse 24 that they ultimately and in the end defeated 31 kings. And the point is, God's plan works. We need to have confidence in His plan. It works. It works all the time. And so let's talk about God's keys to success. Number one, in verse 5, God says, I will not fail thee, nor will I forsake thee. First of all, we need to know that God is there with us. This is going to help us to succeed. In every battle that the Israelites fought, God was there. He brought the walls of Jericho down. He helped them to defeat all of these people. And He will help us to succeed. He's always there. He's made promises to us that He will never leave us. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19, He says, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." God is going to be with us. Paul and Silas were beaten in the city of Philippi, in the country of Macedonia. They were thrown into an old jail. They were locked up in the inner jail. But you know, God didn't leave them. He didn't forsake them. He sent an earthquake and opened the doors of the prison and let them out of that prison. These are keys to success. Number one, God will always be there. And this is the battle of the Lord's. God is sending them on this mission. It's the Lord's mission. Now, we are doing the Lord's will. Don't you think God wants us to succeed? Ephesians 6 and 10 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." And so it's His strength. It's His power. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God." God has supplied the armor. We are fighting God's battle. This is a key to success, beloved. And so we're going to have success because, number one, living the Christian life is God's will. This is His commission. This is His orders. We are doing His will. The husband in the home, you're doing God's will. You be the head of the house. Wives, you can be successful too. It is God's will that you submit to your husbands in everything. Elders, you can be successful because God is going to be with you. Deacons, teachers, Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, you're all going to be successful because we're on the mission of God. We're doing God's will. But a second key to success is found in verse 6. He says, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." And so be strong and have good courage. You know, there will be no cowards in heaven. Revelation 21 and verse 8 says, "But the fearful shall have their place in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone." We're going to have courage, beloved. We're going to have to be strong. Now, we can read the Bible all day long, but we're going to have to generate some strength and some courage in our lives. It really takes courage to obey God. Notice Joshua 1 and 7. "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest." You know, it takes courage to obey God. They had to go in there and conquer that land. That took courage. That took strength. Now, we're living in a world that doesn't believe the Bible, and that's our battle, is living out God's word in our lives in a world that doesn't believe in God or His word. The world doesn't believe the Bible, and that's why it takes courage and strength. The world believes in cussing. The world believes in fornication. They think lying is okay. They think breaking the speed limit is okay. They think gossip is all right, and dishonesty and cheating. We're going against all of that. We're striving to go a different direction. The world's going in one direction. We're going into another. Israel had to fight the Canaanites. That's why they needed strength and they needed courage. And we are going against this world. We're to hold up the truth of the Bible. We are the pillar and the ground of the truth. We have to teach about the permanency of marriage, Matthew 19, verses 1 through 10. We are to teach about being honest and how important the home is and keeping the home together. We have to teach the truth on worship and on sin. And so that takes courage. Noah was a man that was a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter 3, 2 and verse 5. It took courage in that wicked generation for him to preach that message. Abraham and Sarah needed strength and courage. Everybody needed strength and courage in the Bible. Abraham and Sarah had to leave their home and go to a land and wander in it, become nomads. That took strength and courage. Moses had to lead the children. He had to go face Pharaoh. That took strength and that took courage. David had to fight Goliath. Everything takes strength and courage. Elijah had to face up against 450 prophets of Baal. Plus, in addition to that, 400 prophets of the high places and the groves. He was one man going up against 850 false prophets. What about Jesus? Jesus had to go up against the Pharisees, the Sadducees. He had to go up against Pilate and Herod and be falsely accused. What about the apostles? Beaten, imprisoned, Christians of the first century. We want the keys to success. We've got to fight this battle. What are the keys of success? God is going to be with you. This is God's commission. We're doing God's will. And we have strength and courage. The strength comes from the Lord. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ is strengthening us. And that's what the entire Bible is about. The entire Bible is about causing you to be successful. God wants you to succeed. And so He's made it possible for us to have the courage. He wants us to behave like men. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. And so everybody in the Bible needed to have courage and strength. And not only that, but Joshua 1 and 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous. And that's what it takes in our world. It takes us great courage. And we need to encourage one another and get one another strengthened up. That's what we need to do. But another key to success, not only is it the fact that God's going to be with us, that's a key. We need strength and courage. We need very good courage. But we also need to understand obedience is the key. Notice in Joshua 1 and 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. That's a key to success, that you may prosper. God has given us His orders, and we cannot deviate from those orders one bit. We're not to go to the right hand, we're not to go to the left. when Jesus gave that great commission in Matthew 28, he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. We need strength and courage because we are to observe all things whatsoever he has commanded us. And so that's why we need to study and to learn. Study God's word. Store it up in your heart. Notice Joshua 1 and verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. And so this is God's key, his key to success. We need to study the Bible, learn the Bible, believe the Bible, obey the Bible, do all of what the Bible says. And it's not easy. There are some easy things to do in the Bible, pray and read the Bible. Those aren't things that takes a lot of courage to do, but then we've got to do what the Bible says. There's where we need the strength and the courage. And so the Bible says in Luke 9:23, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself. There's where we need the strength and the courage. And take up your cross. That's hard to do. A cross is not easy to bear. And then he says, and follow me daily. And we're not to add anything to the Word of God. We're not to deviate to the right hand or to the left. Don't add anything to the worship. We don't need solos in the worship. We don't need instruments of music in the worship. Don't add anything to it. And don't remove anything from it. Let's keep it like it's supposed to be. Don't remove baptism as many denominations do. Let's be committed to the Word of God to follow it exactly as God has commanded us. And that's when we're going to have success. Notice verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. This is the third time he said that. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Sometimes we get discouraged, don't we? He says, don't be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And so if God commands it, let's do it. Now the world would say, you don't have to do God's will. Some things are not necessary. You don't have to be baptized for the remission of sins. Don't worry about that. Listen, Jesus says it is necessary for the remission of sins. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And when people say you don't have to be baptized to be saved, you listen to Jesus. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to people who say you don't need baptism. That's not true. Come to the water of baptism. Be not afraid. Obtain the salvation that God wants you to have. Obey the truth of the Bible, and you will be saved. Obey all of what it says. Not only be baptized, but assemble with the saints, Hebrews 10 and 25. Sing, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Pray, Acts 2 and verse 42. Give of your means, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. Listen to preaching, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Listen to the preaching of the gospel. That's why we're preaching, is for us to listen to it. And partake of the Lord's Supper in the assembly, Acts 20 and verse number 7. And so we're to worship the way God tells us to worship. And so that's going to take strength and courage, but this is what God wants, and this is the key to success. And then be a forgiving person, as God has forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Be kind, Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Stand up for Jesus. Take a stand. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We've got to make a stand as Christians, just as they did in the New Testament. And so these are keys to success. What is? Read the Bible. Stand for it. Obey it. Don't alter it. Don't change it. And you're going to get to heaven by doing that, by studying and by meditating upon the Word of God. Invite other people to come. We've got to be soul winners. Help the helpless. Help the widows and the fatherless. James 1, 26 and 27. Visit the sick. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. Be a loving neighbor. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and following. Teach your children. Ephesians 6 and verse number 4. Have a Christian family. Let Christ be in your home. And get your priorities right. Matthew 6 and verse number 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. These are keys to success. What kind of success are we talking about? We're talking about getting to heaven, winning the battle against Satan, and getting into heaven. That's what we're talking about. This is what we must do and what God wants us to do. God has given us the plan, and he's given us how to succeed in that plan. He does not want you to fail. As a husband, as a wife, as a Christian, as a servant of God, God wants you to win the battle. And so he has given us the keys to success. Remember, your life is to be lived according to God's pattern. That's why they were invading the promised land. That was God's plan. And they defeated 31 kings. They didn't suffer a defeat, except once at the Battle of Ai. But all the others, then that was because of sin, and they didn't obey God. And so there is success waiting for us. There is defeat when we do not do all of God's will, as it happened at the Battle of Ai. But we can win this battle. It is God's battle. He's going to be with us. We need strength and we need courage. We need to read the Bible, meditate upon it, and not deviate from it in any way. Do all of what the Bible says, and you will succeed in getting to heaven. I'm glad that God has given us such a precious and wonderful book that we may hold it and cherish it and follow its holy words. And it tells us about God's wonderful love. I'm thankful to be a member of the Church of Christ, and I hope that if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, you will seek to be one. Thank you for listening today. My name is Richard Massey, and I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. We would love to have you with us. You are invited to come and be with us to worship our wonderful God in heaven. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep studying your Bible, keep praying, do what your Bible says, and you will be a success. God's going to be with you, and God's going to help you. How encouraging that is. Until next time, we pray God's blessings to be upon you.